The intense violence between Israelis and Palestinians of recent days shows no sign of easing. Israel carried out an air bombardment and sent troops into the Gaza Strip in one of the largest incursions of the last 17 months of conflict. Palestinian security sources said 8 Palestinians were killed. The Israeli army says 2 Israeli soldiers also died. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the latest on the violence?
Israel launched a large-scale incursion into Gaza, shelling Palestinian targets by land, air, and sea today. Palestinian security officials said 3 of the people killed in Gaza were civilians. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's home in Gaza City, as well as a United Nations school for the blind, were both severely damaged in the airstrikes. Palestinian leader Arafat, of course, is in Ramallah, where he's been confined for several months, and his wife and daughter live abroad. In the West Bank, Palestinian security officials said 1 Palestinian was killed. 3 Palestinian students were injured when Israeli soldiers fired at villagers who were throwing stones at an Israeli convoy. According to the principal of the school, the Israeli army said that the Israeli convoy came under fire.
What prompted this latest Israeli incursion into Gaza?
Well, the direct cause, at least according to Israeli officials, was the Palestinians firing 2 Qassam rockets late last night that hit an Israeli town for the first time. The Qassam are these rockets that have a longer range and that can hit Israeli towns and cities from Gaza or the West Bank. And Israeli officials had repeatedly said that Palestinians using these Qassam rockets would cross all red lines and lead to an Israeli retaliation.
Yesterday, a bomb went off at an Arab school in East Jerusalem. What can you tell us about that?
The bomb exploded early in the morning as the students were gathering for school. Several Israeli reporters got beeper messages saying that a group calling itself the Revenge of the Infants claimed responsibility. Police said they haven't heard of this group, but it's possible that it's an extremist Jewish group, and they will investigate. Extremist Jewish groups have taken responsibility for killing at least 3 Palestinians on the roads. The Palestinians in the village, which is within the Jerusalem municipal borders, were angry. They said that police got there very late. It took a long time, almost half an hour from the time they phoned in finding the bomb until the police came. And they said had the police come earlier, it wouldn't have exploded. When the police did come, there was a clash between the police and some of the students who threw stones. The police used tear gas to break up the clash. The police say they are investigating whether a Jewish extremist group was responsible.
Egypt has offered to host an Israeli-Palestinian summit. A peace proposal put forth by Saudi Arabia seems to be gaining momentum, praised by President Bush, and now it's supported by Syria. What about there, Linda? Are these initiatives going anywhere?
Well, at the moment, they don't seem to be. When you talk to Israelis and Palestinians, what you get on both sides is a sense of despair and frustration, but also a sense of hardening rhetoric on both sides. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon this week said that the Palestinians have to be hit hard, we have to cause them heavy casualties, and then they'll know that they can't keep using terror and win political achievements. Palestinian leaders have made similar comments recently. There's increasing hardline rhetoric on both sides. Both Israelis and Palestinians on the street describe this as a war of attrition and say that each side just has to outlast the other. So right now, there doesn't seem to be any momentum towards a peace deal. There seems to just be a momentum towards more violence. At the same time, the Palestinian Authority has welcomed the Saudi peace plan, which calls for Israel to withdraw to the 1967 borders in exchange for Arab recognition. Israel has not dismissed it out of hand. So analysts on both sides are saying that at some point, people on both sides will realize that there really is not a military solution to this conflict and that the only solution is diplomatic. And when that happens, this peace plan will be available.
Linda, thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.